It is Locked On Jazz for the 14th of June. A goodbye to a dear friend, the latest news and rumors, a Ringer mock draft, and a heavy-duty research project on who really are the shooters and the pick-and-roll players in this draft. It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Apologize for the pause early. Today's a tough day. Yesterday, it was announced that Ann Donovan passed. Probably someone you may not be necessarily aware of. She was the head coach of the Seattle Storm and won the WNBA championship. Wonderful woman. I was very close with her. That year was a tough one for her. Her mother had passed, and I was a play-by-play announcer, and we were close. Learned a lot from her about toughness and sweetness and toughness at the same time, which is a wonderful combination. Couldn't have been a more caring, gentle person at the same time. Couldn't have been tougher. Maybe the most important thing I learned from her, frankly, she's 6'8", and the unintentional gawking, the people stopping her in the middle of the street saying, "How tall are you?" Those kind of questions really wore her out and really made her feel like a freak and feel strange and really made her uncomfortable. And I learned a lot about just being careful about, you know, what seems like a harmless question you're asking someone, or a harmless double take or second look at someone can have a pretty deep impact on them. So to Ann Donovan, that's why the shirt's on today. Just broken inside, miss you dearly, and sorry you started here. One of the great coaches I've ever been around. Till Quinn, probably the best I ever saw up close. Really incredible. I am David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and a look behind the curtains. I'll get to your questions today. No show tomorrow. I'm heading to San Francisco for my 30th high school reunion. I know I'm old, so that'll be fun, hopefully. And then I'll be back with you Monday. Live mock draft on Locked On NBA is still going. So that is picks 7 through 12 with a Reddit AMA at 2 o'clock Eastern today. And then on Friday, the picks 13 through 18. So let's get to the news and kind of events of the day. Then we'll get to Kevin O'Connor's mock draft. And then I did a huge research project till quite late last night, which is I went through the overall catch and shoot, guarded catch and shoot, unguarded catch and shoot, off the bounce numbers, and pick and roll numbers for every one of the main draftees. I didn't do the top five or six guys. They seem to be set. But Trae Young, some interesting stuff. And on point guards, I did Trae Young, Colin Sexton, Gilgeous Alexander, Shamet, Holiday, Carter, Tony Carr, Brunson. On the combo guards, I did Lonnie Walker, Grayson Allen, DiVincenzo, Jerome Robinson, Okogie, Troy Brown, Malik Newman, Raleigh Atkins, Shake Milton, Gary Trent Jr., Kyrie Thomas, Tyus Battle. The wings, I looked at Mikal Bridges, Miles Bridges, Kevin Knox, Kevin Herter, Zaire Smith, Jacob Evans, Chandler Hutchinson, and Melvin Frazier. And then stretch bigs, I looked at Omari Spellman, Mo Wagner, Jonte Porter, and Keita Bates Diop. So left out some of the big boys, but I think, and some of the guys who played in Europe or didn't play much this year. So it's interesting. I think you'll have a different perspective on some of the players. Let's get to some of the news. Here are the news items of the day. Michael Porter canceled a workout, which with his health questions is kind of interesting, or is he now suddenly? And according to various, the Kings, Sam Amick, are considering him at 2. When we do the mock draft here that was done by Kevin O'Connor, he's up as high as 4. It's led to Jaren Jackson, who everybody thought was going 3, to work out at number 5 with the Dallas Mavericks. Mavericks have worked out a lot of players. They have just about everybody 2 to 11. Keith Pompey in the Locked On NBA mock draft talks about how Philadelphia had a chance, evidently, to trade the 10th pick and Markelle Fultz and maybe a little more for Kawhi Leonard, but are in a level of indecision in their front office right now and aren't ready to make a deal of that nature. So pretty big news there. Omari Spellman's second workout with the Spurs coming up in the next few days. That's higher than he's been talked about in mock drafts, up at, I think, 19 or 18. Clippers have a big workout today. Miles Bridges, Kevin Knox, all working out. Somebody else in that workout as well. So it's a good workout. And there's rumors that the Lakers are trying to move up to get Zaire Smith. I think Zaire Smith's neat, but I certainly wouldn't move up to get him. That's a hell of a risk. So a little surprised to see that. All right, let's go to our mock draft. And here's what Kevin O'Connor has as the latest mock draft for the Ringer. Everyone still seems to have number one, DeAndre Ayton. Number two, Marvin Bagley to Sacramento. Number three, Luka Doncic to Atlanta. Pretty good for them where they're building. Number four, Michael Porter to Memphis. So that's a big surprise of how high he's moved up the board according to various, you know, this mock. Who knows? It also shows you how in flux things are. Jaren Jackson Jr. is at five. Mo Bamba is at six. That feels like kind of, okay, those are the top six if Porter gets in there. So it's not even, that's not even that clear. Kevin Knox jumping all the way to seven for the Bulls. We'll have numbers on him. Wendell Carter Jr., who I actually didn't do in my sheet here. I probably should. At eight. Trey Young at nine. I watched Trey Young for the very first time last night. I got to say, I was pretty impressed. I watched him against, who were they playing? Can't recall. Who was I watching? I was watching the other kid. Anyway, and he was flat out good. Like, he was flat out, it was impressive. The floater game, the length on the shot, all very, very impressive. I was watching them against Wichita State. I was watching Landry Shamet, who was not great that game. Mikal Bridges at 10. Colin Sexton at 11. When we do the numbers on him, I think that'll be interesting. Miles Bridges at 12. Lonnie Walker Jr. at 13. Numbers on him are interesting too. Zaire Smith at 14. That 13 seems to be kind of another spot to me. Like, and maybe even Zaire Smith at 14, we kind of know is going to go. Robert Williams at 15, I don't see him sliding a lot. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 16, I think we kind of know. This is almost like tier into the next tier. And then it opens. Then I feel like now we're into jazz land. But I don't think I've seen of any of these next names, of those previous names, I don't think I've seen any of them get to 21. So, 17 is Holiday, 18 Troy Brown Jr. These are interesting picks. So, Holiday, I'm being negative here for a second. Holiday's really small. Like, Holiday's 6 feet tall, 187. He's really small. And he scored 20 a game, 4.6. He did it late as a junior. He's a good player, and Jazz workout, you could tell he was good. You could tell he could pass. You could tell he'd make other people better. But I don't. He's small and not elite at anything. Half these guys don't make it. I'm not trying to pick on him. I'm just trying. Troy Brown, I'll share some of the numbers on him already. Everyone talks about him as like a point guard type. Maybe. But in his last year, he ran 52 pick and rolls the entire year. It's almost the fewest of any of these players in the draft. The only guys who ran fewer pick and rolls with their ball in their hands were Raleigh Atkins, Gary Trent Jr., Kevin Knox, and Zaire Smith. Zaire Smith ran 8 pick and rolls all year. Pretty hard to be a... For Zaire Smith, pretty hard to be he's 6'4", to be a non-shooting, non-pick-and-roll handling wing. Like, this is my frustration about the draft. We're at the point of the draft where everyone's going to be great. This is not true. Like, take a look at some, maybe why not. Pretty interesting, Atlanta, Eli Okobo at 19. He's a I saw him in the workout. It's the first time I've ever seen him. He's a nice player. He had an incredible game in Europe where he dropped 44 on former Ohio State star Aaron Kraft. And on the other end, I would point out that, like, Aaron Kraft's not an NBA player, but but he had a pretty big game there and got it rolling a little bit. 20 is Kita Bates-Diop. He's an interesting player. 6'8", 224, Big Ten Player of the Year. So he's sitting there around 20. May slide a little bit. Kevin O'Connor is the Jazz taking Kevin Huerter, who also broke his hand. And I don't think that'll impact his draft status at all. We'll do a post up today at lockedonjazz.net of Kevin Huerter and give you some of that information on him. He's a pretty decent player, both catch and shoot and off the bounce. He is not a active pick and roll player and not good at it when he's doing it himself, which is kind of worth noting and maybe a little concerning. His shooting is overall catch and shooting is good and not great. Like, I think his unguarded catch and shoot is pretty good. His off the bounce shooting is really darn good, which it means he'll probably come around on the catch and shoot stuff. But it's worth noting on Kevin Huerter that he got 48% of his catch and shoot stuff as unguarded. The only players in the draft that I looked at that have a higher number than that are Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Colin Sexton. Now, Colin Sexton took almost no catch and shoot. So Huerter, we think about him as a great shooter. He got the most open looks of just about anyone. 22, Chandler Hutchinson out of Boise State. 23, Jerome Robinson, and we're going to talk about him today because he peeks out on the numbers. 24, Khyree Thomas. 25, Mitchell Robinson. 26, Zanamusa. 27, Grayson Allen. 28, Jacob Evans out of Cincinnati. 29, Dante DiVincenzo out of Villanova, and Melvin Frazier at 30. So this is the list. I mean, the list is pretty well set here. If you're the Jazz of who you're considering, and they've had most of them in, you're looking at probably looking at an Aaron Holiday, Troy Brown Jr., Eli Okobo, Keita Bates-Diop, Kevin Huerter, Chandler Hutchinson, Jerome Robinson, Khyree Thomas, Mitchell Robinson, Zanamusa, Grayson Allen, Jacob Evans, Dante DiVincenzo, Melvin Tucker, Josh Okogie, I don't know how to pronounce that. Georgia Tech is probably on that list. Mo Wagner, I think, is on that list. We'll talk about him in a second. But there's your Jazz list for you of guys you're looking at. We'll get into the numbers next and then take your question. Today's show is brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai, 4646 South State Street, also located in Linden. Why Hyundai? Well, if you're looking for a car, I think you may know it already. This may be natural to you, but Hyundai is going to give you a better price point with more bells, more whistles, more features for that price point, and then an incredible ride. We just bought the Santa Fe. The Kona is the new small SUV. It's zippy. It's fun. It gets about 30 miles to the gallon. The Sonata is the sedan. The Tucson gives you an affordable SUV with some size, and it's all a impressive lineup. Then you do it with the Murdochs at 4646 South State Street or in Linden because you get the Murdoch no regrets policy, car washes for life, safety inspection for life, 5-day price match guaranteed, and great treatment all the way around. Check it out. Head over to Murdoch Hyundai at 4646 South State Street as well as in Linden and see what's going on. Traeger Grills. With all the sales in June up to Father's Day, if you buy a car from Murdoch, you'll get a Traeger grill right now. So that's a pretty nice little bonus. Today's show is also brought to you by Grip 6 Belts. Once I got a Grip 6 belt, once Keenan explained to me what Grip 6 was, I have not worn another belt since, unless I couldn't find my Grip 6. But I have not worn another belt since. I think guys have kind of relayed back to me who've gone and got Grip 6 that there are an absolutely fabulous, if you're a little heavier, that it doesn't kind of bite into you the same way. That you can use Father's Day, Father's 25 at checkout for your entire order. They have combo packs that are discount are available as well. But it, the trick on Grip 6, which makes it so special, it's a belt to wear, not to wear out, 100% sourced in the U.S., has no holes in it and no flaps. It hooks on a patented system underneath holds so you can cinch it perfectly to exactly as you want, not get caught in between holes. And then it's attractive and got other really fun as you can interchange the buckles as well with the straps. Check it out at grip6.com. You can use the promo code LOCKED. You can use the 20 for, I think, same discount, so might as well do that. Father's 25 is also available for you. Check and make sure your discount isn't 20 versus 25%, but I think they're the same. Free shipping on orders over $50. Women's and kids line up too, but with Father's Day right around the corner, this may be a great answer for you. It's grip6.com. All right, let's geeky out into the numbers. So of the point guards, the best catch-and-shoot guy, who and actually took a lot of them, is Landry Shamet out of Wichita State. He took 110 catch-and-shoots. He averages 1.53 points per catch-and-shoot. Incredible number. Next is Holiday, who took 85 at 1.48. Jalen Brunson took 100 at 1.43. Trey Young only took 58 catch and shoots the entire season. He just probably just didn't get a chance at 1.4, and his 21 unguarded catch and shoots were 2 points per possession. Wow. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander only got 39 catch and shoots the whole time, was at 1.36 points per, which is pretty darn good. Tony Carr was right there also, and Javon Carter with 1.25. So all these guys were 1.25 points per shot or better, except for Colin Sexton, who's 0.88 on catch and shoot. Only 34 attempts, but still, that is a dramatic difference. Guarded catch and shoot versus unguarded catch and shoot. What I think is important is who's getting what. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got 62% of his catch and shoots as an unguarded shot. Landry Shamet was pretty high at 43. Colin Sexton was high at 53. Tony Carr got at 1.37, only had 34% of his shots as an open catch and shoot. Aaron Holiday only had 32% open. Trey Young only had 36%. So those guys were taking catch and shoots with guys awfully close. Jalen Brunson and hitting them. The best guarded catch and shoot guy was Landry Shamet again. Just crazy good numbers, 35 of 63, and then Jalen Brunson. Unguarded catch and shoot, Trey Young was at 2 points. Incredible, 14 of 21. Next best was Tony Carr, who's a second-round pick at 1.66, can really stroke it. This is the point guards. Javon Carter out of West Virginia is next. And again, Colin Sexton, 0.833. A little bit of a repeat on some of those numbers. Landry Shamet's at 1.32. Landry Shamet's shooting is interesting. So now let's go to off the bounce. The best off the bounce jump shooter of the point guards is Jalen Brunson at 1.08, followed by Trey Young at 1.05. You would think Young's is going to get better. Sexton and Gilgeous-Alexander, or Landry Shamet then, off the bounce at 1.01, the third best. The numbers tell me I should be watching Landry Shamet because we're not getting Trey Young. Jalen Brunson's a little small. Shamet's interesting. We'll do a detailed breakdown at LockedOnJazz.net today of Landry Shamet because that's interesting. And he's not right now being talked about as a first-round pick. In fact, in that Ringer mock draft, he ends up going. Where does he end up going? Landry Shamet goes, keep going, unless I'm 48th. 6'5 and a quarter, 6'6 and three quarter wingspan, and has athletic limitations. Okay. Let me go watch him and see if it's a hesitation game to cover up the lack of, and I'll take the shooting. So off the bounce, the best, as I said, Jalen Brunson, followed by Trey Young, then followed by Colin Sexton at 0.96, Javon Carter at 0.95, Landry Shamet was better than that. And the worst of the group is Tony Carter and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is at 0.87. On the pick and roll, a lot of the same. Jalen Brunson's the best, 1.1, followed by exactly the same are Sexton, Alexander, and Shamet. Here's an interesting one for me on Shamet. Lack of athleticism. Not showing up anywhere there, right? You can tell me he's lack of athletic. He's able to get a shot off. He's able to make a shot. And on the pick and roll, he's able to get some opportunities. He ran the fewest pick and rolls of anyone of that group, though, by a lot. 82. Next was Javon Carter at 108. Then Aaron Holiday. And I thought it was interesting how low Aaron Holiday's numbers were. And his pick and roll numbers weren't good either. 0.85. Tony Carr's pick and roll numbers, 0.78. Javon Carter's pick and roll numbers, 0.81. Those aren't good. So let's go to the combo guards. The best shooter, catch and shoot, with not as many attempts, is Josh Okogie, 1.34. Shake Milton with 98 attempts is next. Kyrie Thomas, as you'd expect, catch and shoot combo guard, 1.25. The worst of the group, Troy Brown at 0.83. Raleigh Atkins at 0.97. Lonnie Walker at 1 point per shot. He was 28 of 82 on catch and shoots. Three players of interest here. Grayson Allen, Dante DiVincenzo, and Jerome Robinson. On catch and shoots, Jerome Robinson's the best at 1.19. Grayson Allen at 1.16. Dante DiVincenzo at 1.09, which is not great. Like, well below all those point guards we talked about. The worst point guard we talked about was 1 point, other than Sexton, was 1.25. And all three of those guys are below that. Malik Newman is at 1.1, who I thought was going to be a better shooter than that. Guarded catch and shoot versus unguarded. Who got the most open looks? Grayson Allen got 45% of his threes as an unguarded catch and shoot and yet didn't shoot great. It's a little unnerving and was a terrible unguarded catch and shoot guy. Grayson Allen, here's the thing that's really interesting to me. We did Grayson Allen, Dante DiVincenzo yesterday, and I talked about this. They're both great athletes, not great shooters. Of the combo guards, the worst shooter by far is Troy Brown, 0.78 points per shot. The next worst is Grayson Allen, and the next worst is Dante DiVincenzo. Jerome Robinson, on the other hand, when he gets unguarded, is 1.2 points per shot. Lonnie Walker only got 26% of his shots as catch and shoot. On a guarded catch and shoot, which he took 75% of the time of his catch and shoots, he's 0.75 points per shot. However, on an unguarded catch and shoot, he was 1.71. Pretty incredible. The best of the group. Malik Newman's the best open shooter out there of this group, followed by Jerome Robinson. Off the bounce shooting. Number one is Malik Newman, but he only took 64. The best is Jerome Robinson at 1.07. The Boston College kids' numbers are good. Again, Robinson 1.07, Dante DiVincenzo 1.06, Grayson Allen 0.96. This soured me a little bit on Allen. As much of the video I like, the athleticism I like, some of this was surprising to me that he wasn't better. Other guys of interest off the bounce. Lonnie Walker, just 18 of 70, 0.66. Terrible. Josh Okogie, 0.74. Troy Brown, 0.61. Troy Brown's off the bounce is 0.61. His catch and shoot is 0.83. Ouch. Malik Newman, great, 1.08. Raleigh Atkins, 0.9. Shake Milton, 0.93. Gary Trent Jr., not very good. Kyrie Thomas, 14 of 44 off the bounce for just 0.68. Tyus Battles in this doesn't really jump out. The guys of these combo guards who ran the most pick and rolls, Tyus Battle, 212. He really is almost a point guard level. Of those point guards, by the way, Trae Young ran 335 pick and rolls. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 218. Tony Carr, 212. Aaron Holiday, Javon Carter only 105, and Aaron Holiday only 177, Landry Shamet only 119. These combo guards, most of them, Jerome Robinson ran the second most at 97, Grayson Allen at 99, and Jerome Robinson at 97. Dante DiVincenzo was a 1.1, Jerome Robinson was a 1.04, Grayson Allen was a .88. Lonnie Walker was a .72. Those four guys are really interesting to me. So Walker, Allen, DeVincenzo, Jerome Robinson, Troy Brown, really, these five are all kind of being discussed, drafted, and then Okoji's probably next. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. And just pure catch and shoot, Okoji's 1.34, but didn't take many. Then you have Jerome Robinson at 1.19, Allen on catch and shoot at 1.16, Dante DiVincenzo at 1.09, Lonnie Walker at 1, and Troy Brown at 0.8. Then if it's an unguarded catch and shoot, which I think is really important, it's knocking down the open look when the offense works. Lonnie Walker's good at 1.7. He only took 21, but he still made them. Number two is Jerome Robinson again, 1.2. Okoji's 1.1. Dante DiVincenzo's 0.98. Grayson Allen's 0.88. And Troy Brown's 0.78. Off the bounce, the best of the group is Jerome Robinson. He took a ton of them, 1.07. Number two is Dante DiVincenzo. Number three is Grayson Allen. Number four is Okoji at 0.74. Number five is Lonnie Walker at 0.66. That's bad. And Troy Brown at 0.61. That's really bad. It's pretty interesting. I mean, Walker and Troy Brown really haven't shot, though. Walker's open shooting makes you interested. Walker just took a lot of guarded shots. And Grayson Allen did not hit open looks and got the highest percentage of them. Pick and roll of these guys, DiVincenzo's the best at 1.1. Robinson's the second best at 1.04 and ran the most. Grayson Allen's third at .88. Troy Brown's fourth at .85. Okoji is at .75 and Walker's at .72. It's an interesting collection of combo guards, talking about shooting and pick and roll and things of that nature. And Malik Newman of the second tier guys can really shoot it. Today's show is brought to you in part by Inter. I'll get to the next set, the wings and the stretch bigs, and then try to get to your questions today. Today's show is brought to you in part by Intercap Lending. If you have a loan that you need to get done, this is a great company for you. This is who we used. That's the best endorsement, and it was great. And it was done during the season when I have no time because Steve Carter was amazing. The number for Intercap Lending and Steve Carter is 385-885-28. Which reason should I give you? I love the pizza story. Steve Carter literally said to me, the easiest thing in the world to do is to order pizza online, and we're trying to make a loan the same way. They've used the technology. They have a great app at Intercap Lending in the App Store. You can actually refinance and pre-qualify in this insane market prior and give that to your realtor so you can jump ahead of the process. And the app is really cool, and it is close to ordering a pizza. You get all the information. You pull it out. You take pictures of your documents. It immediately goes to them. It gives you a checklist of where you are. It tells you what's happening next. It tells you what's happening behind the scenes. And Steve Carter amazingly gets it done. Because they're a direct lender, they can help you out with some difficult loans that other people probably cannot, whether you're self-employed, business assets, multiple properties, low credit. Take a look. Intercap Lending, NMLS 1904465. For more information, visit intercaplending.com. Steve Carter's number is 385-885-28. And there's more. If you use Intercap Lending, you get your appraisal for free. That's pretty awesome. You get your appraisal for free. All right, I don't know if we're going to get to questions today because we're getting long, and I got a plane to catch. Let's do the wings. So Mikal Bridges, Miles Bridges, Kevin Knox, Kevin Huerter, Zaire Smith, Jacob Evans, Chandler Hutchinson, Melvin Frazier. I don't think I've forgotten anybody on the wings. And then we'll do the stretch picks. Of the overall catch and shoot guys, Mikal Bridges is the best. 1.37, the best. Number two is Zaire Smith, but he only took 38 catch and shoots. Zaire Smith really is a non-pick and roll, non-handling, non-shooting, insane athlete. It's a hell of a gamble. He was 8 of 26 on guarded catch and shoots this year, 9 of 12 on unguarded catch and shoots. That skews his numbers. He almost should not be in this list. The second best out of Boise State, Chandler Hutchinson, but he only took 85 compared to Mikal Bridges, 177. Miles Bridges at 1.17. Kevin Huerter at 1.16. Jacob Evans at 1.09. Melvin Frazier at 1.1. And then Kevin Knox comes in at 0.98. The only guys catch and shoot that are worse than Kevin Knox are Raleigh Atkins at 0.97, Troy Brown at 0.83, and Colin Sexton at 0.88. Like, the really bad catch-and-shoot guys are Colin Sexton, 0.88, Troy Brown, 0.83. These are the only guys under one. Raleigh Atkins, 0.97. And Kevin Knox, 0.98. Melvin Frazier, Tyus Battle, Lonnie Walker, all at 1.1. Dante DiVincenzo at 1.1. Grayson Allen at 1.15. Gary Trent Jr. at 1.15. Not great. Malik Newman at only 1.1. He's such a good shooter. Mikal Bridges, 113 of his 177 catch and shoots were guarded. Kevin Huerter got 48% of his catch and shoots as open catch and shoots. Jacob Evans did too. Those are by far the highest percentage other than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who only shot if he was open. 62% unguarded. Miles Bridges only had 29% unguarded catch and shoots. Melvin Frazier only had 29% unguarded catch and shoots. The unguarded catch and shoot is the best unguarded catch and shoot guy was Zaire Smith on his 12 attempts. So then we move forward. Chandler Hutchinson, unguarded catch and shoot, 17 of 33 for 1.55. Worth taking a note on that. Miles Bridges at 1.39. Mikal Bridges at 1.3. All pretty good. Kevin Huerter, I mentioned, 1.39. Melvin Frazier, 1.36. Only 22 attempts. Who are the bad catch-and-shoot guys? We'll get to the bigs in a second. The worst catch-and-shoot guy is Troy Brown at 0.78. Colin Sexton, only 5 of 18. Didn't take many. Grayson Allen is the third worst unguarded catch-and-shoot guy. Dante DiVincenzo is the fourth worst. Pretty interesting that these two guys are really not great shooters. Tyus Battle, who's a combo guard with a lot of handle. Next, Kevin Knox, Jacob Evans. I don't think, did I forget to mention anybody? And overall best, Trae Young, unbelievable. Lonnie Walker, limited attempts. Kevin Huerter, great. Off the bounce shooting of the wings. Again, Zaire Smith has a very small sample size, as does Melvin Frazier. Melvin Frazier is not good. 8 of 24 for 0.75 points per shot. The best is Kevin Knox at 0.98. None of these guys are great. Kevin Herter's at 0.98. Both took the same amount. Miles Bridges, 0.77. Here's what concerns me on Mikal Bridges if you're drafting him top 10. He's a 0.73 off the bounce points per shot guy. And his pick and roll, he only did it 61 times. He's okay. Remember Chandler Hutchinson a moment ago out of Boise State, who had the best unguarded catch and shoot? He is 12 of 64 on off-the-bounce jump shots for 0.44, the worst of anyone. He ran a lot of pick and roll, though. So for the wings, he's got the best handle. If you think he could actually end up shooting it off the bounce, that's an interesting projection for you, because he's taken the most pick and rolls of any of these wing players. And he's a great open shooter, but he's a bad off-the-bounce shooter in college. The best off-the-bounce shooters, Jalen Brunson, 1.08, that pull-up mid-range jumper. Malik Newman, 1.08. Jerome Robinson, Boston College, again, 1.07. Dante DiVincenzo shows up here at 1.06. Trae Young, 1.05. Kevin Knox, 0.98. Kevin Huerter, 0.98. Pretty interesting. The worst off-the-bounce shooters, Chandler Hutchinson, Kyrie Thomas, Troy Brown, Josh Okogie, Lonnie Walker. Pick and roll. As I mentioned, Hutchinson runs the most. He's one of the best at it. Miles Bridges ran 57, was very good. 1.02. Jacob Evans, Zaire Smith, Melvin Frazier, Chandler Hutchinson were a bit ugly. Stretch bigs, Omari Spellman, Mo Wagner, Jonte Porter, Keita Bates-Jopp. All of them took over 100 catch and shoots. The best of the group is Spielman at 1.26, followed by Wagner at 1.17, Porter at 1.16, and Keita Bates-Jopp at 1.07. Porter got the most open. He got 50% open. He knocked him down at 1.23. Beta Jops made his open threes at 1.24. Spielman at 1.5. And Wagner only at 1.05, but he made the highest rate of guarded catch and shoots, which is probably important for big. Spielman takes a long time to get that shot off, so he's probably going to have a hard... It's not surprising he struggled a little bit there. Keita Bates' job is the only one who has an off-the-bounce game. It's not particularly good. It's 0.75 points per shot, but he took 61 of them. And out of the pick and roll, Keita Bates' job was the best of the group at 1.16. Spielman was surprisingly bad considering who he was playing with at 0.89. He's just a catch-and-shoot, spot-up, and Wagner, Spielman, Porter, none of them have an off-the-bounce game. Beta Jop has a little bit of an off-the-bounce game. Okay, I have failed you today to get to your questions. I need to jump since we do have a plane to catch today, and so I need to get this done. And there are a bunch of questions. I don't think I'm going to take time with my wife in San Francisco to do a Friday show, so I'll try to get to them Monday. How's that? Most of these questions will still be good Monday. Thank you very much for tuning in. There's your numbers breakdown on the draft prospect. Hope you learned something. If you want the summary takeaway, I'd be very worried about Colin Sexton, Troy Brown's shooting. I'm intrigued by Jerome Robinson after running these numbers. And probably, as much as I liked Grayson Allen in the process, like to really understand what's going on with the Grayson Allen numbers. And Landry Shamet would get another look from me because of these numbers. All right, have a good one. This is Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Go to Locked On NBA to get the mock draft and enjoy that. For all the latest, go to LockedOnSports.com.